You're listening to the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network.
All right, live from MEX 2023, we're on the show floor. Notice the noise floor. Kind of exciting though. It sounds like a live production. Oh wait, it is a live production. It's Mike Fornino and the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast. An honor to be here this year, and thank you to Rob Savickas from the Mobile Entertainment Expo for letting me do this crazy idea live from the show floor. And the reason I'm here is so I can grab a bunch of dignitaries, and we've got somebody here that has been doing this a very long time. He'll tell you how long. Mad Joe Martin, all the way from Texas.
Absolutely, man. Flew in Sunday, and we're here live and direct. This is not Memorex. This is live, Mike.
This is live. Honor. An absolute pleasure to speak with
you,
Joe.
I appreciate it. You know, it's been a couple of years, actually. I think 3 years coming up since we did anything together, and that was on your page there on Facebook.
Yeah.
During COVID, when I was telling people what they needed to do with their money at that time. And hopefully a lot of people listened and benefited from that talk. And if they didn't, we even gave away free money that night, if you'll remember.
I do remember that. It was a great talk because basically what you were giving the information to everybody of how to plan, how to handle things like this, how to set yourself up financially for problems. And, you know, the COVID scenario, of course, was unique, and it was something that maybe hopefully we never experience again in a
lifetime. Absolutely. You know, it put a shutdown on everybody's work. It put a shutdown on the conventions. You know, I've always told people in life that you need to save your money for a rainy day, because I guarantee you sometime in your lifetime you will live through a hurricane, and you need to be prepared. And unfortunately, back during COVID, when nobody was working, so many people were unprepared. They had no emergency savings. But the government stepped up and sent out those checks, I think a total of $2,400 per person. You know, at the time, that was great. People want to know why we have inflation today. It was because of those $2,400 checks that were sent out 3 years ago. So I hope everybody enjoyed them back then. That's all I'm going to say on that. I'm not going to get political, but for a dollar today, you can't buy what you could buy 6 months ago, I guarantee you.
Amen. So what I want to talk about with you is a little bit of history. A little bit of history. And in a, let's say, a 10-minute span, take me from the beginning to the retirement. Is that possible?
I can do it. I might All right. even can cut it shorter than that, but let's see if I can stretch it close to 10 minutes. I've got 16 after the hour right now.
Nice.
Back in 1956, when I was 6 years old, that tells you how old I am now if you're good with math. I am 72. At age six, my father took me down to the local radio station there in Denton, Texas. We were right there north of Dallas, about 30 miles. At that point in time, the DJ motioned for us to come in the control room. I had no idea what I was going to see, Mike, but he was seated at this huge console. And picture this, when you're 6 years old, these knobs as big as saucers on this big mixing board with meters going back and forth. My eyes grew very big, and I lit up when he popped on Buddy Holly, West Texas boy Buddy Holly. So I knew that day I wanted to be a disc jockey. Let's move it on up into the 60s. I continued to love music. I listened to KLIF, the Mighty 1190 in Dallas, KFJZ 1270 in Fort Worth, and I said, by golly, I want to be a disc jockey. My father was a banker. My mother wanted me to be a banker. It broke her heart when I said, Mama, I want to be a disc jockey.
You want to do what?
Okay, so I start the University of North Texas in Denton, 1969, majoring in business, could not pass accounting, could not pass college algebra, and I'm sitting dejected in the summer of 70. A guy says, hey, man, you've got a decent voice. You need to come down and try out for the radio program they just put on the air. So I switched my major within 2 weeks. So now we're up to 1971. I left North Texas State before I even had a degree in broadcasting. I'd learned enough. I went to Elkins Institute in Dallas. I got my first-class radio operator's license. And back in those days on AM radio, a first-class ticket was gold. It got you the ticket all the way into the radio station. That's the good news. Bad news is it puts you on night work for the rest of your life to read those meters. You know, I don't know. You worked radio, right?
I did, yes.
Did you have a license? Or when you got in, all you had to do was sign your name and send it in, right?
It was very easy. they took anybody. You got a voice? All right, come on in.
Well, in 1971, I moved up to Kansas, took my first radio job. Let me see if I can still do this. KSCB, the Big 1270 with Joe Martin. At any rate, there I moved to Texas, 1972. That was 51 years ago. I went to work at KTRN 1290 in Wichita Falls, Texas. And it didn't take me long, 1 year, to figure out that they weren't going to pay much money in radio. My paycheck for 48 hours a week was $120 per week. Well, the very next year in 1973, they opened the first disco in town. I got excited. I walked in. They brand new. I said, I'm a DJ at KTRN Radio, and I'd like to become your club disc jockey. They said, hired. They hired me, Mike. They paid me $3 per hour. I made $12 a night in this club. The very next year, I said, well, radio's not paying me enough. Clubs are not paying me enough. How can I supplement my income? I start doing mobile work in 1974.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
What's that?
That's amazing.
Well, and guess what they paid me? They paid me $12 an hour for my first high school gig. I got paid $36 for this high school gig. Before my career was over with high schools, I had worked in 150-plus high schools in Texas and Oklahoma. This is back to 1974. I was the first disc jockey listed in the Dallas and Oklahoma City phone directories. In those days, they didn't even have a DJ heading in the phone directory. You had to have your name under discotheques. Discotheque. Remember that? Okay, so now we're up to about 1975. I continued to do the dances. I specialized. I was working top 40 radio, even started putting on my own dances. Back then, of course, we didn't have any insurance. We didn't know what insurance was. We didn't have to hire security for a high school dance. We just went in and did it and hoped that nothing bad happened. Well, to make a long story short, I continued to do high schools, and then I said, maybe I can do weddings. So the first wedding I did was long about 1981. We had no idea what we were doing back then. We never consulted with the brides and grooms before. We just went in and hoped that we had the song that they wanted to hear for their first dance. I mean, this was flying by the seat of your pants. But keep in mind, there was no DJ magazine. There was not the internet. There were no DJ conventions. Hell, you didn't even know a DJ anywhere within 100 miles of you.
And you had to carry turntables that weighed about 35 pounds each.
Well, even more important than that, you had to carry the music, the record bins.
Yeah.
But I actually missed those days. Let's see, how am I doing on time? Okay, that's about 6 minutes now.
You're good.
Okay, so the reason I threw out those fees that I got paid, you know, the $100 a week, $120 a week, the $12 a night club gig, the $36 a first job to do a mobile job, I always saved a little bit of money after each job. So in 1978, I opened up my first individual retirement account. We're talking 1978. These were brand new back in the time. But my father, remember, my father the banker, suggested, son, you need to open this retirement account. Well, I'm happy to say that I continued to invest in that retirement account all the way up to 2017. So do the math on that. That was close to 40 years that I invested in my retirement account. And to kind of wrap things up, preparing for your future is most imperative. If I could do it, any of our listeners could do this. I have walked a mile or two in the entertainer's shoes before. I know what it is like to be there when the paychecks are low, but still, you need to save money. The number one reason that people do not save is because they always put it at the very last thing that they need to do every month. Move it up to number one or number two, and you'll never be broke again in your life. I guarantee it. In closing, I would like to say that those years of investing in the IRAs, the Roths, and the traditionals that I put my money into, I am literally now, here's Jake, I'm going to be over there in a minute, Jake. Here's the zinger. The zinger's coming, Mike. Today I am making more with my retirement money, my Social Security money, than when I was working 60 nights a year as a full-time disc jockey. End of story.
And you did it within 10 minutes. Very nice.
I could have taken a little longer, but it's been a great ride. And, you know, I'm still working a little. It's not because I have to. The only thing I do now is nostalgia work. And what's so neat about it now, the people calling me for their 50-year class reunions are those high schools that I was working 51 and 52 years ago. It's amazing. It's a wonderful ride. It's always good seeing you. I don't know who's going to listen to this, but I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank everybody out there that's ever come up, introduced themselves, and shaken my hand at any convention, because we started the conventions back in 94 up in Atlantic City. I know I've talked a whole lot, and you know I'm a guy from Texas, and they say Texans talk so slow.
You know, you got it right on the money there. And speaking of money, some of the younger DJs who are just getting started, this is premium advice, especially the saving and putting that as a priority.
It's most important. It truly is. You know, you need to have an emergency fund. It's funny we're talking about this because in 2016, which was, what, three, 4 years before COVID, I'm on stage in front of 750 people at Mobile Beat. And I said, it is imperative that you have an emergency fund because there's going to be a rainy day in your life. Who would have known that 4 years later, the government would shut the country down, people would not work, and I'm hoping that people had listened before and started those emergency funds that might have helped them get through the rough times.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was definitely a learning experience. Hopefully we don't have to repeat that learning experience again, Joe. Joe, listen, what a pleasure, an honor, and I really thank you for taking a few minutes.
Well, Mike, it's been my pleasure. It truly has. You can't pull me away from a microphone, man, but I guess I better wander around. This show just opened about 25 minutes ago, I wish you well this week. I know you're going to be talking to other people. Have a great time, Mike, and as always, thank you so much.
God bless you, Joe. Matt Joe Martin on the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network, live from MEX 2023 Las Vegas. I'm out.
The DJ Idea Sharing Podcast is brought to you by NLFX Professional and Promo Only.